Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipuryo launches digitization of birth and death records in Kohima. Major General Bainsler reviews Assam Rifles parade. 282 trainees successfully attested. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says zero tolerance for terrorism must be universal norm. And Kohima DC says fire in Zuko Valley largely contained. 150 personnel task force to intervene. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipuryo has launched the digitization of old manual birth and death certificates in Kohima today. The CM stressed that the initiative will streamline service delivery, ensure efficient and accurate data, improve citizen access to essential documents, and assist the government in making informed public policy decisions. Mr. Ryo also commended the efforts of the department and urged the citizens for timely registration of births and deaths. The facility can be accessed from ORGI portal dc.crsorgi.gov.in. Major General Jai Singh Bansla, SM Additional Director General of Assam Rifles, RO, reviewed attestation parade of recruits at Assam Rifles Training Center and School, ARTCNS, Shukuvi today, marking the successful completion of their basic training. A total of 282 recruits, including 36 Mahila, were formally attested after completing 44 weeks of rigorous training encompassing battlecraft, weapon handling, jungle lane shooting, and specialization in counterinsurgency operations. The parade was led by Captain Anjali Kirola. Reviewing Officer Bainsler highlighted the rich legacy of the Assam Rifles as the country's oldest paramilitary force and underscored its diverse roles in safeguarding national security. He noted that since 2015, Assam Rifles has inducted rifle women in all frontline duties, with women personnel proving their mettle not only in the Northeast but also in Jammu and Kashmir and during United Nations missions abroad.
असम राइफल के स्वर्ण इतिहास में एक नया अध्याय जुड़ने जा रहा है। इतनी बड़ी संख्या में रूप शपथ ग्रहण कर इस गौरवपूर्ण बल के बहादुर सैनिक बनने जा रहे हैं। पुरुष रिक्रूटों एवं महिला रिक्रूटों द्वारा शपथ ग्रहण अपने देश की बदलती तस्वीर को दर्शाता है। आज न सिर्फ अपनी और अपने परिवार के जीवन के बेहतर बना रहे हैं, बल्कि आने वाली नई युवा पीढ़ी की महिलाओं और पुरुषों को भी देश को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए निरंतर प्रेरित कर रहे हैं।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm. In his opening remarks at the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting, which is underway in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is a common threat for India and the Arab nations.
Cross-border terrorism is particularly unacceptable because it violates the basic principles of international relations and diplomacy. Societies targeted by terrorism have the right to defend themselves and will understandably exercise it. It is essential that we strengthen international cooperation to combat what is a global scourge. Zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm.
Amid ongoing efforts to douse the wildfire in Zuko Valley, authorities today said the fire has been largely contained and 150 personnel will be tasked for firefighting. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Henok Buchum visited the entry point to Zuko Valley at Viswema Village today to assess ongoing firefighting operations and held discussions with the surveillance team. He informed that IAF Bambi Bucket sorties have helped contain flames near the Zuko helipad and the main valley is largely safe. However, fire continues around the base camp area.
The team has decided to mobilize 150 personnel from SDRF, Fire and Emergency Services, Forest, Police, Tubashis, Drone Pilots and Operators, and Southern Angami Youth Organization volunteers to undertake comprehensive manual intervention to extinguish and contain the fire on 1st of February 2026. The Indian Air Force helicopters will continue its Bambi Bucket operations.
A 7-member delegation from Kagawa University, Japan, accompanied by officials from Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, India, concluded a 3-day visit to Kohima today. Led by Professor Wada Kenji, the team visited Nagan Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, Naga Hospital Authority in Kohima, Urban Primary Health Center Sikazu, and Kohima Science College, engaging in discussions on healthcare and research collaboration. Professor Kenji highlighted Kagawa University's expertise in rare sugar research, crisis management, and telemedicine shared models like KMIX-R and ICTG technology for delivering healthcare to remote areas and solutions relevant to Nagaland's hilly terrain. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The period from 30th January to 12th February 2026 has been identified as a potential dengue transmission window in major districts of Nagaland. As per information from the India Meteorological Department, IMD, Climate Research and Services, Pune, the National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, has cautioned that favorable climatic conditions during this period may increase mosquito breeding and dengue risk and has urged districts and the public to remain vigilant. The department has advised citizens to eliminate stagnant water, cover water storage containers, use mosquito protection measures, wear full-sleeved clothing and seek medical attention if dengue-like symptoms appear. Nagaland University conducted scientific beekeeping training and demonstration program at Washoe Village, Twensang District from 24th to 30th January under National Beekeeping and Honey Mission. The program focused on promoting scientific beekeeping practices and enhancing pollination in oilseed-based cropping systems. Mongu Cholin, Subdivisional Agriculture Officer Twensang, highlighted the importance of honeybees in improving crop productivity. A key highlight was the success story of 78-year-old Koma, a farmer from Washoe Village who now manages 65 bee boxes and earns about 5 lakh rupees annually through scientific beekeeping. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the projects under Jal Shakti Ministry monitored by Pragati Mechanism.
Ministry of Jal Shakti is responsible for the formulation and implementation of policies, programs and projects related to water resources management, drinking water supply, sanitation and river rejuvenation. At present, 93 projects with a total investment of 2,86,343 crore rupees are being monitored on the Project Monitoring Group portal pertaining to the Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation. The project portfolio comprises 66 projects under irrigation, 26 projects under sewerage collection, disposal and treatment, and one project related to water collection, treatment and supply on the PMG portal. Out of the 66 irrigation projects being monitored on the PMG portal, 10 priority projects with investment of 43,583 crores have been reviewed by Prime Minister under the Pragati mechanism. Of these, one project has been commissioned while 9 projects are under implementation. The ongoing irrigation projects have demonstrated steady progress with an average physical progress of around 70% and 2 projects exceeding 95% physical progress. A total of 126 issues came up across 27 irrigation projects. Of these, 106 issues have been resolved, including 14 issues pertaining to Pragati reviewed projects. The remaining 20 issues are being actively monitored under the Pragati mechanism. Ning, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. This will be the 9th consecutive budget presentation by Mrs. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019. The 8th session of the 14th Nagran Legislative Assembly NLA will commence on March 2, 2026. The NLA Secretariat informed that Governor Ajay Kumar Balla, in exercise of the powers conferred under Clause 1 of Article 174 of the Constitution of India, has summoned the Assembly to meet at 9:30 a.m. on Monday, March 2. The session will be held in the NLA Assembly Hall at Kohima. Nagaland Staff Selection Board has declared list of shortlisted candidates qualified to appear for Tier 2 examination of the Combined Staff Recruitment Examination CSRE 2025. The shortlisted candidates include those for clerical and allied services who will appear for the Computer Proficiency Skill Test CPT and Uniform Services who will undergo the Physical Eligibility Test PET. The CPT examination is tentatively scheduled for 18th and 19th February next month. Further instructions and confirmation of final dates for the Tier 2 examinations will be notified on the NSSB official website in due course. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Chief Minister Nipurio launches digitization of birth and death records in Kohima. Major General Bainsler reviews Assam Rifles parade. 282 trainees successfully attested. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says zero tolerance for terrorism must be universal norm. And Kohima DC says fire in Zuko Valley largely contained. 150 personnel task force to intervene. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.